A new watchdog for aged care begins operating today and promises more random checks of nursing homes to ensure they're up to standard. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission has been set up in the wake of a series of scandals involving the mistreatment of residents. A further shake-up of the sector can be expected in the next year or two, with a Royal Commission now investigating the state of nursing homes nationwide. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
The revelations of abuse and neglect of residents at the Oakden Aged Care Facility in South Australia were shocking when they came to light and prompted reviews and recommendations to fix up some of the chronic problems in the sector. A key recommendation from the South Australian Review was for the Commonwealth to merge the body in charge of accrediting nursing homes with the body that dealt with complaints about them. That new body is called the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, and it begins operating today. The woman in charge is Commissioner Janet Anderson.
The new Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission will provide a one-stop shop for older people and their relatives if they have questions or concerns about an aged care provider.
The new commission is promising more audits and unannounced inspections.
More than $48 million is being used to ramp up the compliance checks and the risk management, including the recruitment of additional compliance officers or quality surveyors, and also complaints officers.
Can we quantify how many more compliance officers there'll be?
No, it's not something I want to put a number on just yet. There will certainly be more than 10 additional staff doing that work.
Ian Yates is the head of COTA, the peak national body advocating for older Australians.
Having just one body that looks after quality standards and complaints means that consumers and families don't have to think about, well, where do I go? You can't fall between the cracks of different government agencies.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a Royal Commission into aged care in September. It will look into the quality of aged care, including how to best help those with dementia and disabilities and how to improve the workforce. With more than 1 million older Australians getting support, having enough aged care workers who are well qualified is a big problem. Some families want nursing homes to be forced to have more staff. The Commissioner, Janet Anderson, isn't sure about that.
And I think we need to be careful not to reach for it as the panacea, but I am very open to a conversation.
We don't think having ratios of poorer quality staff is going to solve the issues.
Ian Yates from COTA says having better staff is more important than having more staff.
What we want to see is improved quality of training, improved recruitment, new career paths and more staff and better paid staff across aged care.
The Royal Commission into Aged Care will deliver an interim report in October and a final report in early 2020.
Melissa Clark reporting.